From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Aid to Syrian refugees begins to pour in. Donor nations pledged Thursday to give billions of dollars in aid to Syrians as world leaders gathered for a conference to tackle the world's worst humanitarian crisis. With Syria's five-year-old civil war raging and another attempt at peace negotiations called off in Geneva after just a few days, British Prime Minister David Cameron said the London conference aims to address the needs of some 6 million people displaced within Syria and more than 4 million refugees in other countries.
If ever there was a moment to take a new approach to the humanitarian crisis in Syria, surely it is now. We are facing a critical shortfall in life-saving aid that is fatally holding back our humanitarian efforts. And after years of conflict, we are witnessing a desperate movement of humanity as hundreds of thousands of Syrians fear they have no alternative than to put their lives in the hands of evil people smugglers in search of a future.
United Nations agencies are appealing for $7.73 billion to cope with the Syrian emergency this year. Countries in the region are asking for an additional $1.2 billion. Co-host Britain, Norway, and Germany were the first to announce their pledges, Britain promising an extra £1.2 billion, $1.76 billion by 2020, raising its total commitment to £2.3 billion. Norway pledged $1.17 billion over the next 4 years, and Germany said it would give 2.3 billion euros, or about $2.5 billion, by the year 2018. Find out more about this by checking our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight killed a top Islamist militant commander in southern Yemen who had run al-Qaeda's combat operations and had a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head, that according to residents. They tell the Reuters news agency that Jalal Balidi was killed by a drone strike as he was traveling in a car with two others in coastal Abyan province. According to media reports and some analysts, Balidi may have recently defected from al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to become the chief of Islamic State's Yemen branch. The U.S. State Department said Balidi was involved in planning attacks on Western diplomatic targets in Sana'a in 2013. U.S. President Barack Obama pressed for unity in America during his first visit to a U.S. mosque as the nation's leader, telling Muslims, "We are one American family." He also acknowledged Wednesday the hugely distorted, negative view Muslim Americans have had to endure with the rise of terrorism-related violence by Islamist extremists.
In Muslim communities across our country, this is a time of concern and, frankly, a time of some fear. Like all Americans, you're worried about the threat of terrorism. But on top of that, as Muslim Americans, you also have another concern, and that is your entire community so often is targeted or blamed for the violent acts of the very few.
During his speech at the Islamic Society of Baltimore, the president thanked Muslim Americans for helping to build the U.S. and make it strong. Before his remarks, President Obama listened to the concerns of Muslim leaders during a roundtable discussion. He also spoke directly to young Muslims, urging them to reject voices on the internet demanding that Muslim Americans must choose between faith and patriotism. The body of a missing Italian graduate student has been found on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo, 1 week after his disappearance. Italy's foreign ministry says Giulio Regini's body was found Wednesday in a Cairo suburb along the road that leads to the city of Alexandria. He was covered with burns and other wounds, indicating that he may have been tortured. The ministry summoned the Egyptian ambassador to Rome to demand maximum cooperation in the investigation of the death, including the involvement of Italian experts in the probe. The 28-year-old Regini was a graduate student at Britain's Cambridge University and was in Egypt gathering research for his doctoral thesis. And U.S. Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders used a televised town hall forum in New Hampshire Wednesday to highlight their different philosophies. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.